In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It's been almost 4 years that I walked through the cathedral doors and I never had an inkling at that moment that my life was going to change. Han sido como 4 años que vine caminando por las puertas de nuestra catedral y nunca supe que mi vida iba a cambiar. Como muchos de ustedes, esa jornada en la vida los ha traído a este lugar y han descubierto una comunidad de amor, una comunidad que los ha abrido el corazón y espacio para vivir en comunión con los santos de Dios. Along with many of you, I found myself on life's journey. In the middle of that journey, providentially, I believe, I made a trek that brought me through the doors of Trinity. And I was enfolded into a heart of a community of faith, invited into a deeper relationship with Jesus through the many hearts, voices, struggles, conversations, debates, through community. Por medio de la comunidad. Y ya saben que la comunidad es un lugar donde debatamos, donde logramos tener conversaciones que a veces en cuando nos hacen crecer. Yo vine a nuestros medios, a sus medios en transición. I came into your midst in transition. Recently divorced, filled with a lot of questions about my vocational call, with 2 beautiful boys in tow, Ian and Rowan. Many of you know Ian and Rowan, and you opened your hearts and you made space for us. You made space so that healing could take place in the midst of thoughtful and careful discipleship. Nos invitaron a mí y mis hijos llegar a un lugar donde ser sanados de dolor. Sucedió en medio de un contexto de amor. And so I stand before you and proclaim the words of the King James Version of our gospel lesson, at least verse 3. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. And indeed, this community comforted, provided comfort to me and to Ian and to Rowan. And I believe that that is in part an important part of the mission of the church. And on this day, All Saints Day, where we celebrate not only the testimony but also the demonstration of love of those who follow Jesus. En este día, el Día de los Santos, en la cual nosotros celebramos la demostración de un amor que refleja y demuestra el amor de Dios, me gustaría darle gracias a Dios. I come with a thankful heart. Nunca me voy a olvidar el día que llegué por primera vez. I will never forget the first time I stepped onto the campus of Trinity Cathedral. I was greeted in Olney Gallery by Jack Carter. Jack, thank you so much. Who made sure I made it to the doors of the cathedral. Me recuerdo Jack Carter que me recibió con una sonrisa muy amable. Me extendió la mano y me trajo a las puertas de la catedral. I remember following you, Jack, on the way to the doors of the cathedral and wondering, where did he get those nice cap-toe Oxfords? Me recuerdo mirándole los zapatos a Jack y dije, ¿a dónde los compró? ¿A cuál tienda? Jack, in my book, became the Cary Grant of Trinity Cathedral. Right? Dapper and debonair. Thank you, Jack. Following Eucharist that day, I was invited to the newcomer's luncheon at the bishop's house. It was there that I was greeted by none other than Faye Marcus. May she rest in peace. When I close my eyes, I can still see her smiling at the entrance and welcoming me. Me recuerdo mucho Faye Marcus cuando me recibió al entrar a la casa del obispo y me extendió la mano de bienvenida. Extending to me a welcome, a smile. And I will never forget Bill Coleman, who after that event said, oh, by the way, there's more going on at Trinity. Would you like to come out to Lectio in the evening? Little did I know that over the course of these years, I would be sitting with Bill on Tuesday mornings to think about and pray about how to minister to our congregation. It's been an amazing journey for me, a stranger that comes into your midst, a stranger received with kindness and love and grace. Ha sido una jornada muy importante, un extranjero como yo, recibido por la congregación de la Trinidad. Miembros de la congregación de la Trinidad, Silvia, Grace, Selene, comunidad que me recibió en una manera tan amable y con tanto calor que hemos logrado esta cercanía que yo me llevo. To sit with Bill Coleman has been amazing. And more amazing, and I think Mother Holly and Father Troy can attest to this, more amazing is his baking skills, right? Those cookies. He shows up every Tuesday with a bag of cookies. Trinity, a community of unity and difference, a reflection of that sacred triune God, an invitation to step closer and in the process grow, be transformed, experience the love, and yet live within the testimony and demonstration of love of all of God's saints. Trinidad, un lugar en la cual uno llega y de repente se encuentra en medio del amor y la voluntad y el calor de Dios. Un amor que nos transforma. But Trinity is also, I should say, and Trinity is also a place where the world shows up, where we show up, where we come with burdened hearts, where we sing God's praises in the midst of tragedy, where we gather knowing well that there is a God that hears our cries, that our prayers are not said into some silence, some just dark silence, but our prayers come before God. Trinity, we venimos con todos nuestros corazones, con todas nuestras situaciones, con todo lo que somos, venimos a un lugar donde rezamos, cantamos, donde adoramos a un Dios que nos escucha, un Dios que está listo para obrar a nuestro lado. Y llegamos a escuchar el Evangelio, and we come and we listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Strong words, no doubt. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. A vision of what the kingdom of God looks like is presented to you, to us, Lord's Day after Lord's Day, an invitation to have our eyes and our hearts open so that we may live into this kingdom where all lives matter, a kingdom where justice matters, a kingdom that we are invited to partner even in our privilege. The woe to you rich, the woe to you who are full now, the woe who are laughing, that woe message is an invitation to partner with the ends of the kingdom and to say, my heart will not be taken captive by my privilege, but my privilege will be used for the glory of God. My voice will be used to give voice to the voiceless. My resources will be at the ready of those who have nothing. My life will be spent coming alongside those who mourn. Mi vida se va a llevar a cabo por medio de estando junto a los que necesitan, a los desamparados, a los necesitados. Así que, me recibieron como extranjero. You received me as a stranger. Y voy de esta comunidad para recibir muchos que son extranjeros a nuestro país. And I go to serve our diocese is someone who takes your welcome to strangers seeking respite from violence, strangers looking for bridges rather than walls, strangers who are coming seeking life and love, security. I go in the name of Jesus, sent out and marked by your love and grace to do the work of the ministry that God has called me to do. As a little boy, I remember I loved going with my mother everywhere. I was the proverbial, I don't like to use this phrasing, mama's boy. That was me. Everywhere. My mom turned around, I was there. I was everywhere. I loved going everywhere. And so on occasion, we would get on the city bus in San Diego, number 25, to go downtown. I love downtown. My mom loved downtown. So I went to downtown with my mother on one occasion. Me recuerdo en una ocasión. Me encantaba ir con mi mamá. We were sitting at the front of the bus. We made a stop, and this gentleman walked in who was under the influence of something. En el autobús nos subimos y entró un señor que estaba bajo la influencia de algo. And I remember looking at him because I had seen that display of action, activity, that sort of agency in front of me. And I remember he looked at me straight in the eyes as he walked by and he said to me, "What are you looking at, you dirty little Mexican?" Me recuerdo que me dijo, "¿Qué miras, mexicano sucio?" And I remember my 9-year-old heart and mind racing. And I remember wondering, did I forget to comb my hair? Do I have food around my mouth? What's wrong with me? He kept on walking through the bus on his way to the back of the bus, asking for change. The driver let him ride one more stop and finally said, "Hey, buddy, pay up or get off." El señor necesitaba cambio para el autobús. Regresó, necesitaba cambio para quedarse. El señor que estaba manejando el autobús le dijo, "Mira, señor, paga o se baja." As he made his way back to the front, I saw something I've never forgotten. I saw my mom reach into her purse, and she had this small little coin purse with a snap, and it snapped. She pulled out 4 quarters, gave it to the man, put her hand on my knee, looked at me, and said, "Esto es lo que hacemos en el nombre de Jesús." We do this in the name of Jesus. And I can remember, it was like mud fell off of me. It was like I'd just been washed white as snow. It was one of those moments where I, you know, aside from knowing that my mom rocked and she was a superhero, I knew that our faith was lived out in the bus. Wherever we went, our faith went with us. And I believe Mother Church continues to do that to a world where many are told that they are dirty, unwanted. And Trinity can be that church that puts a hand on a shoulder around somebody and says, "You are beloved of God. Welcome. Welcome to this community of saints where God's light shines upon us and God's grace flows through us. Bienvenidos a esta comunidad de gracia donde el amor de Dios fluye por medio de nosotros." And so I'm thankful that the church continued to sit with me in the midst of a season of life, and that the church sends me out with a heart and mind and eyes transformed to do the work that all of us have been called to do, to receive the stranger. And in receiving the stranger, receive Jesus. Llamados para recibir a Jesús, el extranjero, recibir al Señor, nuestro amigo fiel. En el nombre del Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo. Amén.